I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. New Mexico Activities Association CEO Sally Marquez on Monday approved a sports calendar. However, all schools will have to be in hybrid mode to be eligible for extracurricular activities. The governor's office will be monitoring schools when they return on February the 8th and have given them a February 14th deadline to see which schools will participate in extracurricular activities. At that point, schedules will be determined. It has been determined that high school football will have a 5-game schedule. Other sports schedules will be finalized also on the 14th. The Ruidoso Municipal School District has scheduled a special meeting today at 5:30 p.m. to go over the plans for its students to return to the classrooms on Monday. Superintendent Dr. George Bicker comments.
We're making the recommendation that a board reapprove the reopening of the middle and high schools in hybrid mode beginning on Monday, February 8th, in accordance with the governor's and PED's designation that February 8th we can begin bringing middle and high school students back.
Tonight's meeting will be on the district's website. A federal judge on Monday believed that Cowboys for Trump founder and Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin believes he would be found competent to stand trial and that Griffin's beliefs are disturbing. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for Griffin on February the 8th. He will be in jail during that time. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.